Hello.
Hey there, Robert. This is Thomas Mark. How are you?
Hey, Thomas.
Okay, sir. I just had a conversation with the team that you're working with, and you told them about your requirements that you're looking for like a complete portal.
Yep.
Okay, well, in the start, like once we had a conversation about the initial steps, you showed me your website and you had problems with it. And you said that you need a functional website. And you wanted me to like
That's
go ahead
correct.
and fix all the issues that are currently on your website, right?
Yes,
And I've also sent you a detailed email that what we will do with your website, correct?
Oh, you may have. I don't know at this point.
Yeah, we did. And I'll resend it to you, like, so that's not a big issue. But the current thing is that you informed that about your requirements, that you what you need additional onto the website.
Excuse me. There was a shopping cart already on the website.
Okay.
So it was a commerce site from day one,
mm-hmm.
and if you had looked at my site, and you said you did, then you saw the e-commerce site on the site. So
okay.
All I was saying was, and I don't know how to say this, because the Room Builder app calculates everything. It's going to calculate the price for storage and so forth. Minimum price being the minimum price on the website, and I think that's $4.95. So
okay.
If he signs up and he buys the package for $29.95, at that point he gets 31 days of access to Room Builder. At the end of 31 days, he's got to download and save all of his data. If not, on a 32nd day, he can't go back in and get anything. However, I encourage everybody to buy level 2 immediately, which gives them the storage on the cloud and the time to complete their package. That Room Builder app, he goes in and he starts out building from 1 to 15 rooms, and that's $4.95 if he took level 2.
Okay.
The program, meaning the app, Room Builder, is going to calculate the number of rooms that he has currently made. When he gets to the 16th room, the program will then say at that point that it's no longer $4.95, it's $5.95.
Okay.
Now, I'm sure I articulated that. And so then, so what happens then is at the end of the first month, then he has a recurring charge, $29.95. That's a one-time charge.
Okay.
The recurring charge is how many rooms does he have built. He's got less than 15, and he's going to pay $4.95 again the next month. When he gets to that 16th room, he's going to pay $5.95, and it's going to be automatically done by the program, and then the shopping cart's going to go out and bill him or take $4.95, $5.95, or $6.95, depending upon the number
of rooms he has.
Right, that's a recurring charge. Now, the only difference between that and a standard shopping cart is some of them doesn't take recurring charges. So that's the only thing I think is different from what I told them I needed, you know, whether or not the shopping cart takes recurring payments or anything.
Well, Robert, this is 100% possible, and, like, we're not denying that we cannot do this, but all we are saying is, like, the payment that you have made for, that was for fixing.
I know what you're saying, Tom. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, and I'm saying foul. I'm crying foul. I explain this in toto.
Okay.
Because I've been doing this for 5 years with different companies.
Right.
And leave one little stone unturned, and they come back and ask for more money, like you're doing.
Okay.
And then the other thing is every other one didn't complete the project.
Correct. But what I'm saying is currently, like the price that you have paid for, that was for fixing
Tell you what.
Yeah,
Thomas, I don't want to discuss this anymore. Here's what you need to do. come up with a new price and get back to me, okay?
Okay, I'll give you the pricing as soon as I can, okay?
Yeah, well, good. Bye.